Fantastic fly fishing awaits at Strawberry and Schofield Reservoirs. We're bringing out the leech patterns next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
School resource officers make $50,000 and up. Faster Utah can train 40 or more school staff members to the same skill level for the same amount of money. What do you think? FasterUtah.org.
Play safe. What's on board your boat? Life jackets? A bailing device? Fire extinguisher? A spare oar? Navigation lights? For a list of boating equipment requirements and safety tips, visit stateparks.utah.gov. Call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Catch the excitement along the shorelines of Schofield and Strawberry Reservoirs. David Richards with Sportsman's Warehouse brings out the flow tube.
It's probably one of the more anticipated opportunities in this state. Strawberry fish as well throughout the year, but this is probably one of the best times to get up there and fish. And yeah, whether you're out on a flow tube or pontoon boat or right on the shore, it can offer some fast fishing. You're looking for open water right along the edge of the ice. You don't want it too shallow. You want it to get deep a little bit. And what you're going to do is present either like a marabou jig or a leech woolly bugger pattern. And that's going to imitate the natural leeches that are coming out of that time. So you need a little depth so you can get that fly or that jig down there and get some action to it to entice those trout. They're looking to expend as little energy as possible with a good gain in return. And a lot of times that's a big offering, and so their thought process is they're going to get a lot of energy and nourishment from that. And so sometimes those bigger fish that are normally hard to catch from the shore or right along the shore, you can target those because they're eager to feed. Your go-to color is going to be black, and after that brown. A brown mohair leech is especially deadly this time because that can imitate some of the crayfish. From that you can get into greens and whites and purples. It's really up to the fish.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.